latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Hey, we're going retro today. Long before Katy Perry was a global superstar, the singer recorded a project under her real name, Katie Hudson. The self-titled album of 10 Christian pop tunes has long been out of circulation, but this week it turned up on Amazon's Prime Music service. Now, speculation is rife that we're about to see its release across all digital platforms. Recorded when she was just 16, Katie Hudson, the album, received mixed reviews and reportedly sold around 200 copies before her label went into bankruptcy. On the back of the release, Hudson performed 46 concerts, opening for Phil Joel of the Newsboys, Earthsuit, which evolved into Mute Math, and Vienna. As you'd expect, it offers a fascinating glimpse of a young singer-songwriter finding her voice. It's pretty dated musically, but the songwriting is quite strong. Katie writes about teen angst and alienation with laser-like precision on songs like Naturally and My Own Monster, while the more obvious worship songs, Growing Pains, Faith Won't Fail, and When There's Nothing Left, are sincere and emotionally engaging. The song Trust in Me spent 2 weeks on the Radio and Records Christian Rock chart, peaking at number 17. Katie Hudson is one of the most sought-after items among her fans. We've got a copy in our library, and we're aware that at least one Christian station in Australia has as well, since they played a number of songs from it during the early 2000s. If you spot it at a market or your local Salvo store, you're sure to make a packet reselling it on eBay. In the meantime, keep an eye out for it on digital platforms. Finally this week, the Paul Coleman Trio has released a remastered version of its 1999 independent project, Serious Fun. The iconic album, which set the trio on its course for international success, features Dip, Run, Your Sweet Voice, The Killing Tree, and Fill My Cup. According to PaulColemanTrio.com, the trio, featuring Paul Coleman, Phil Gordian, and Grant Norsworthy, became the most successful independent Christian artist in Australia's history. PC3 garnered the title of Artist of the Year in 2000 and 2001 from the Rock Across Australia charts, now known as TCM. The remaster of the group's groundbreaking sophomore album Turn is set for release in a few weeks, marking the recording's 20th anniversary. That's all for this week. I'm Cam with the TCM update.